local derby. Great to win your local derby, isn't it? Thought we were going to really blow them away in the first half, but second half got a bit harder work. A lot of tired legs out there at the end.
Yeah.
But some good results there in the Christmas period. What do you make of it all?
Brilliant Christmas. Look, it is a big game. I think it's a bigger game for the supporters than it is for us. You know, I know it's a local derby and it's bragging rights, but at the end of the day, there's 3 points to play for, and we've had a good Christmas. We wanted to maintain that. And the players have done it really well. So, like, I agree with you. I think the game could have been over and done with by half time. Twice we had a crossbar and a couple of other good opportunities that we couldn't put away. And then we knew that the second half was going to be completely different. We knew that they were, at some point, were going to change what they were doing, throw men forward. We knew they had to score. You know, a point probably wasn't even good enough for them today. They were looking for all three. And so we knew that they were going to throw caution to the wind, and during that period we had to make sure that we defended. And look, we went to Tamworth for 45 minutes and didn't get out of our half and defended like that. We did it against Banbury for 40 minutes with 10 men. So we can drop off and we can defend deep and we can defend our box really well. And it was about just making sure that we kept that nil against us, and then wait and see if we could pick them off towards the end and put the game to bed with a second goal. And we had the two best opportunities in the last 5 minutes to score that second goal, but you know, it wasn't to be. But 1-0, we'll take that all day long.
Very disciplined performance again, second half. Looked really good. But Sam Cartwright, one of the stars of that. Are we likely to be extending his loan period?
We're doing everything we can. Unfortunately, it's out of our hands. It's down to Peter. We want to extend it. We've asked to extend it. Sometimes with a club of our size, the financial restraints don't allow us to meet what the professional clubs want. So it's now down to Peter. But if that's Sam's last game, he's gone out on the back of 3 clean sheets. He's been tremendous. His attitude, his application, he's a top young professional. And you know, I'm sure he's got a bright future. Hopefully he can continue his development with us till the end of the season. But if it's not to be, then you know, we'll thank him for everything he's done up to this point, and we'll wish him all the very best going forward.
Indeed, he's done a great job. But going on from there, another game coming up, tough one on Saturday.
Yeah.
It's going to be an awful lot of games in a very short period overall, isn't it?
Yeah, it's
presumably you've got to assess them again, see who's really up and fit and firing to go for Saturday.
Yeah, I've got no issues with the squad. We'll have a look. We'll again make some changes, no doubt, just to freshen things up. And it's been brutal this last, you know, 14 days, not only for us but for everybody. Our players have managed to stand up to it and come through it. The squad's been absolutely tremendous. The players coming in have done a fantastic job. So we'll look to do exactly the same in a very, very difficult place to go against Biggleswade.
Nice to keep the run going, mate.
Yeah,
well,
fingers
done.
Crossed. Cheers, Nigel.
Thank you very much. Cheers.